शास्ते सत्यं वद धर्मं चर स्वाध्यायान्मा प्रमदः आचार्याय प्रियं धनमाहृत्य प्रजातन्तुं मा व्यवच्छेत्सेः सत्यान्न प्रमदितव्यं धर्मान्न प्रमदितव्यं कुशलान्न प्रमदितव्यं भूत्यैन प्रमदितव्यं स्वाध्याय प्रवचनाभ्यान्न प्रमदितव्यं देवपितृकार्याभ्यान्न प्रमदितव्यं मातृदेवो भव पितृदेवो भव आचार्यदेवो भव अतिथिदेवो भव यान्यनवद्यानि कर्माणि तानि सेवितव्यानि नो इतराणि यान्यस्माकं सुचरितानि तानि त्वयोपास्यानि नो इतराणि एके चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः तेषां त्वयासनेन प्रश्वसितव्यं श्रद्धया धेयम् अश्रद्धया धेयम् श्रिया धेयम् हिया धेयम् भिया धेयम् संविदा धेयम् अत यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्त विचिकित्सा वा स्यात् एतत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ताः अलूक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यदा ते तत्र वर्तेरन् तदा तत्र वर्तेताः पदाभ्याख्यातेषु एतत्र ब्राह्मणाः सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ताः अलूक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यदा ते तेषु वर्तेरन् तथा तेषु वर्तेताः एष आदेशः एष उपदेशः एषा वेदोपनिषत् एतदनुशासनम् एवमुपासितव्यम् एवमुचैतदुपास्यम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
ಓಂ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೆ ಸತ್ಯದೇವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್ ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಯಾಲ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಕಾನ್ವೊಕೇಶನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹೆಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಾರ್ಟಲ್ ಕಾಯಿಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಸ್ಯೂಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಫಾರಂ ಆರ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದ ರೆವಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಚಾನ್ಸಲರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ defined educare as drawing out from within. The idea is to draw out what is already latent within human beings. The Sri Satya Sai system of values-based integral education with equal stress on academics and inculcation of human values has been envisaged by Bhagavan Baba. The entire system is based on the Gurukula system where a good number of teachers stay with the students in the hostel and guide them. Participation in Suprabhatam, games, yoga, cultural activities, awareness classes, gram seva, self-reliance activities and annual sports and cultural meet and daily prayers are mandatory for all students and teachers. In addition, Bhagavan Baba expected both the students and the teachers to wear white dress symbolizing purity and also practice simple living. Many a times these guidelines may appear archaic to people who are not well tuned to the system of education. I would like to stress That's the Sri Satya Sai system of values-based integral education that has been operational for more than 3 decades has stood the test of time, and the quality of the students who have passed out from this hallowed institution founded by the Divine Himself is a testimony to the success of this education system, which is the only one of its kind. The teachers, students and the administrators have consciously made efforts to sustain this unique system of education as a loving tribute to the Divine Master even after he left his physical form. This does not in any way imply that the secular academic activities are at stake. According to the latest statistics of National Assessment and Accreditation Council, a watchdog that monitors and evaluates the quality of higher education, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning is ranked number 8 among the 250 universities accredited to date. This is within the top 4%. Revered Chancellor Justice Emmanuel Tarchalaya sir, Chief Guest of the Day Dr. K. Kasturi Rangan, former Vice Chancellors, members of the various trusts, Board of Management and Academic Council, members of the faculty, distinguished invitees and guests, graduates of the year, students of the Institute, and my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sairam to each one of you. I deem it a great privilege to extend a most cordial welcome to all of you to the 33rd convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. I am honored to introduce our Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, the former Chief Justice of India, Justice Venkatachalaya, graduated from the University of Mysore, obtaining B.Sc. and L.L.B. degrees. He started general practice of law in 1951. He was appointed as the Judge of Karnataka High Court in 1975 and elevated as Judge of Supreme Court in 1987. He assumed charge as the 25th Chief Justice of our nation in 1993. After demitting the office of the Chief Justice, he took over as the chairperson of National Human Rights Commission during 1996-98. He was requested to chair the National Commission to review the working of the Constitution in 2000. Several universities have conferred honorary doctorate considering his eminence in judicial system of the country. The nation has honored him by conferring Padma Vibhushan. Justice Venkatachalaya is an erudite scholar and quotes with ease relevant parts from scriptures, Upanishads and scholarly works. Honorable Justice Venkatachalaya is an epitome of simplicity and humility. He has upheld the dignity of the chair of the Chief Justice by not getting involved in any activity like arbitration. With his vast experience in public life and respect for Bhagavan, I am sure this university will benefit through his unbiased advice and guidance without any external interference of non-academics in the years to come. I extend my warm welcome to him. We are honored and fortunate to have Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturi Rangan, an internationally renowned space scientist and technologist who was responsible for great strides in India's space programs as the chief guest. Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturi Rangan took his Bachelor of Science with honors and Master of Science in Physics from Bombay University and received his doctorate in experimental high energy astronomy in 1971 while working at the Physical Research Laboratory, Ahmedabad. He was member in Planning Commission, Government of India. He is presently the Chancellor of Jawaharlal Nehru University. He is an Honorary Professor of Physics at the Physical Research Laboratory, Ahmedabad, and also at the Jawaharlal Nehru Center for Advanced Research, Bangalore, and is a Professor Emeritus at the National Institute of Advanced Studies, Bangalore. Earlier, he was Director of the National Institute of Advanced Studies and also as a member of Upper House of the Indian Parliament. For over 9 years until 2003, Dr. Kasturi Rangan steered the Indian Space Program as Chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization. Under his leadership, the program witnessed several major milestones, including the successful launching and operation of the India's prestigious satellite launch vehicles, etc. The Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle and the Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle, the development and launching of some of the world's best civilian remote sensing satellites, IRS-IC and 1D. New generation INSAT communication satellites and the ocean observation satellites, IRS P3-P4. He laid the foundation for the AstroSat satellite project and conceptualized the moon mission, Chandrayaan-1, steering it to the stage of approval by the government. As an astrophysicist, his interest includes research in high energy X-ray and gamma ray astronomy as well as optical astronomy. He has made extensive and significant contributions to studies of cosmic X-ray and gamma ray sources and effect of cosmic X-rays in the lower atmosphere. Dr. Kasturi Rangan is a member of the International Academy of Astronautics and served as its Vice President. He is a member of International Astronomical Union and a Fellow of Third World Academy of Sciences. He is a Fellow of Indian Academy of Sciences and served as its President during 2001 and 3. He is a Fellow of Indian National Academy of Engineering and was its President during 2005 to 6. He was also General President of the Indian Science Congress for the years 2002 to 2003. Besides, he is Honorary Professor for Life of the University of Delhi, Fellow of the Indian National Science Academy and Fellow and President of the National Academy of Sciences India. He is Honorary Fellow of the Cardiff University UK and Academician of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences Vatican City. He has won several awards which include Brock Medal of International Society for Photogrammetry and Remote Sensing, R&D Email Memorial Award of the International Astronomical Federation, Lifetime Achievement Award of Asia Pacific Satellite Communications Council, Singapore, Theodore von Karman Award by International Academy of Astronautics, France, Shanti Swarup Patnagar Award in Engineering, Goyal Award by Goyal Foundation, Aryabhatta Medal by the Indian National Science Academy, GM Modi Award by GM Modi Science Foundation, Aryabhatta Award for Astronomical Society of India, Ashutosh Mukherjee Memorial Award by the Indian Science Congress, Rajyogendra Award Maharaja of Mysore, ISRO Lifetime Achievement Award instituted by Indian Space Research Organization, Vikram Sarabhai Memorial Gold Medal, Indian Science Congress. He has been conferred the award of Officer of the Legion d'Honneur by the President of the French Republic and also honored with the highest Indian civilian awards, Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan by the President of India. It will not be out of place if I share my personal interaction with Dr. Kasturi Rangan. I had the rare privilege to work as a member of the Governing Council and Finance Committee of Indian Institute of Science, which were presided over by Dr. Kasturi Rangan. I was deeply impressed by his simplicity, humility, depth of knowledge, and ease with which he conducted the proceedings. When I requested him to accept our invitation to be the chief guest over phone, he readily agreed. This is the first time that he agreed spontaneously, being very busy, and generally he took time to confirm after discussing with his secretary. Very recently, the government of Karnataka honored him by Rajyotsava Award along with our Honorable Chancellor. When I congratulated him, I was moved by his instantaneous response that the invitation of the chief guest to be the chief guest of Swami's University and the award are all the blessings of Bhagavan Baba. This is a reflection of the pure, internalized and sublime spirituality inherent in the great space scientist exploring the wonders of the universe. I very warmly and affectionately welcome Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturi Rangan. I would like to briefly dwell upon some of the important developments and achievements over the past 1 year. The student-teacher ratio, student-computer ratio and the pass percentage in all the courses continue to be far above the national average. The major recommendations of several high-power commissions on the higher education system and in particular deemed to be universities have been implemented in letter and spirit at Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The students of the university represent 25 states of India. One of the expectations of Swami was to strengthen socially relevant research activities at the university. This required an interdisciplinary approach to research. This was achieved by academically integrating the university with the free high-tech hospitals founded by Bhagwan himself. It is with his grace that the faculty of the university and the doctors of the hospitals, under the dynamic support of Dr. O.D.T. Chowdhury, Director Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, are undertaking research in tandem, resulting in a number of significant results. The number of research scholars has increased by 53% over the last 3 years. Research and teaching grants have tripled. The pass percentage for students in GATE and CSIR-UC NET examinations continue to be much above the national average. Research grants from funding agencies have more than doubled over these 3 years. The research publications have more than doubled in reputed journals. A good number of workshops and conferences have been conducted as in previous years and laboratories have been strengthened. The annex of the Prashant Nilayam campus has been inaugurated and will take care of the required additional space for the expanding laboratories and increased requirement of classrooms. As per the vision of Baba, the construction of a building to house Sri Satya Sai Center for Advanced Studies is underway. The divine hands of our beloved Bhagwan is guiding, leading and protecting us in all our endeavors. Let us pray to him to reside in our hearts always and bless us. Once again, I warmly welcome each one of you to this auspicious ceremonial function. Jai Sai Ram. Let the candidates for the various degrees be presented to the Honorable Chancellor.
Honorable Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, with the blessings of our revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Home Science, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Business Management, Bachelor of Computer Applications, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Financial Management, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, Master of Education, Master of Philosophy, and Doctor of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees, to which I pray they may be admitted.
By the virtue of the authority vested in me as Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I admit the candidates named in the list to the said degrees.
I now request our respected Vice Chancellor to administer the convocation pledge to the candidates.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my daily life and conversation and in thought, word and deed conduct myself as befits a member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, that I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity, support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality and its spirituality, and that as far as lies in me, I shall uphold and advance the social and indeed all-round welfare of my countrymen and fellow men.
Candidates may resume their seats. I now request Honorable Chancellor Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Before we commence the award of the gold medal for the academic programs, we first have the award of the Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is instituted at the behest of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, revered founder chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The prestigious award is given to a student of each of the four campuses of the institute for his or her consistent exemplary conduct and behavior in respect of duty, devotion and discipline, and highly commendable achievement in the system of integral education of the Institute, with excellent performance in academics and admirable participation in co-curricular items, including sports, dramatics, music, self-reliance and spiritual activities. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Kumari Sai Kiran M, final year BSc Honours Chemistry from the Anantapur campus. Kumari Sai Kiran, apart from being outstanding in her academic performance, is the cultural captain of the Satya House at the Anantapur campus. She actively participates in mono acting, group dance, orchestra, one act play, elocution, fancy dress. She's also active in sports and her favorite game is ball badminton. She has shown her expertise in high jump and javelin throws. A member of the women's brass band, she plays the clarinet, proficient in Veda chanting, in charge of Suprabhatam, Vedam chanting in the hostel, and in charge of overall discipline at the Anantapur campus. She has leadership qualities and has led teams in organizing the Freshers' Day, Teachers' Day, and farewell programs at the campus. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Santosh C.R., final year BSc Honours Physics from the Brindavan campus. Sri Santosh joined the Satya Sai Higher Secondary School for his 11th class. Apart from being outstanding in his academic performance, he is the sports vice-captain of Bharata House at the Brindavan campus. He has learned Vedam for 13 long years and has won several prizes in the campus for proficiency in Vedam chanting, Vedam explanations, Stotram chanting. He is also a Vedam teacher for the students in the campus. A member of the Brindavan music group, plays Mridangam, Ghatam, trumpet, actively participates in orchestra, dramatics, group acting, quiz events, and an enthusiastic member of the campus audio-visual department. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Adarsh Saraf, final year MSc Mathematics from the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. Sri Adarsh, apart from being outstanding in his academic performance, is the sports and cultural captain of the Dharma House at the Prashanthi Nilayam campus, won several prizes in table tennis, shuttle badminton, basketball, football, very good athlete, loves playing squash, chess, carom. Sri Adarsh actively participates in essay writing, elocution, debates, dramatics, keen interest in poetry and photography. He was a UG cultural champion for Prashanthi Nilayam campus in the year 11-12. He serves in the multimedia self-reliance department of the hostel and has been very actively involved in making videos and documentaries on Bhagwan Baba and his message. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Sandeep Kumar Chavan, final year Bachelor of Business Management from the Muddanahalli campus. Sri Sandeep Kumar Chavan, apart from being outstanding in his academic performance, is the vice captain of the sports team at the campus, a room leader for the first year BBM students. He has participated in many cultural competitions, won several prizes. He's a very good basketball and a volleyball player. He's very disciplined, sincere, regular for all the sessions in the hostel. He displays a quiet and calm demeanor, puts forth his views when required in a very appropriate manner, takes everything in his stride with a calm smile, and is seen by all students as a very good friend. We now commence the gold medals for the academic programs. Justice P.N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Pinak Panigrahi for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Justice Prafulla Chandra Natwarlal Bhagwati, a freedom fighter, lawyer, served as the judge of Gujarat High Court, the Chief Justice of the Gujarat High Court, later Chief Justice of India from 1985 to 1986, Chairman, United Nations Human Rights Commission, former Chancellor, Hyderabad Central University. He was conferred the Padma Vibhushan in 2007 and was a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Public Charitable Trust since its inception. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Nandu T.S. for distinction in M.Tech Applied Optics. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma, who served as the 9th President of India from 1992 to 1997, the 8th Vice President of India from 1987 to 92, the Governor of Andhra Pradesh from 1984 to 85. He was Cabinet Minister holding portfolios of Education, Law, Public Works, Industry and Commerce, the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh from 1952 to 1956. Above all, he was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was the chief guest for the institute convocations in 1987 and 1992. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Gajesh S. for distinction in M.Tech Analytical Methods and Chemical Instrumentation. This medal is instituted in honor of His Excellency Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, who served as the 11th President of India from 2002 to 2007. He served with distinction in various capacities, first in ISRO and then in DRDO. Later, he served as Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister of India. The Government of India has conferred on him Padma Bhushan in 1981, Padma Vibhushan in 1990, and the Bharat Ratna in 1997. Dr. Kalam was a devotee of Bhagwan and was the chief guest of the Institute convocations in 2002 and 2006. Sri Gurugula Ramkrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Shivam Chopra for distinction in MBA. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Sri Gurugula Ramkrishna Rao, a distinguished freedom fighter who served as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh from 1952 to 1956, Governor of Kerala from 1956 to 1960, and Governor of Uttar Pradesh from 1960 to 1962. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. He was among the first translators of Bhagwan's discourses into Hindi and English on several occasions. The first Vice Chancellor, Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri M. Kundan for distinction in MBA Finance. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Vinayak Krishna Gokak, first Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent scholar and writer. He also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University, President, National Sahitya Academy, Director, Institute of Advanced Studies, Shimla, and Institute for Indian and Foreign Languages, Hyderabad. He was a recipient of the prestigious Sahitya Academy Award, the Gyanpeeth Award in 1990, and the Padma Shri by the Government of India in 1961. The second Vice Chancellor, Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Rahul Ranjan for distinction in Master of Financial Management. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. Somnath Saraf, second Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent educationist, Educational Advisor Planning Commission, Advisor on Educational Policy and Planning, Government of Bhutan, UNESCO's Chief Technical Advisor to Afghanistan, a Senior Consultant to UNESCO's International Institute for Educational Planning, Paris. The third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor S. Sampath Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri P. Appala Naidu for distinction in MSc Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor S. Sampath, third Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent computer scientist and educationist. He served as Deputy Director, IIT Madras, Director of IIT Kanpur, Head R&D and Quality Assurance Division of Bharat Electronics Limited, Member of Unique Public Service Commission, Member of Electronics Commission, President of Computer Society of India, and Chairman of the Recruitment and Assessment Center of the Defense Research and Development Organization. The fourth Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. K. Hanumantappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sadhu Sai Pavan Prashant for distinction in MSc Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. K. Hanumantappa, the fourth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He also served as Vice Chancellor of Bangalore University. He was a distinguished educationist, a renowned expert in management and finance, and recipient of several national and international awards. The fifth Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Aditya Dilip K. for distinction in MSc Nanoscience and Nanotechnology. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Ganeshan Venkatraman, fifth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent physicist, served in Bhabha Atomic Research Center in the Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research, Director Anurag Defense Research and Development Organization, recipient of the Sir C.V. Raman Award of UGC 1979, Padma Shri 1991, Indira Gandhi Award of Indian National Science Academy 1994, Sir C.V. Raman Centenary Award for the year 2003-2004, and he has been playing an active role in taking the message of Bhagwan to millions of devotees through Radio Sai for Global Harmony. The sixth Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri S.V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Soham Panda for distinction in MSc Chemistry. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Sethuraman V. Giri, IAS, retired, sixth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an erudite scholar, an eminent civil servant. He was former permanent secretary to the Government of India in the Department of Agriculture and later in the Department of Education. He was a former Central Vigilance Commissioner, Government of India, and is currently a member of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. The seventh Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri A.V. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Ramakanta Biswal for distinction in MSc Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Anil Vinayak Gokak, IAS, retired, seventh Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent civil servant. He served as Secretary to Government of India in the Ministry of Program Implementation in the Departments of Telecommunications and Fertilizers. He served as Cement Controller, Government of India, and Managing Director, Food Corporation of India. He was also member of the Advisory Board at the Reserve Bank of India. The 8th Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri T. Jagannath Manikand for distinction in MA Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, 8th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who served as Professor of Economics and Dean Faculty of Arts at the Institute, played an important role in the establishment and growth of the Department of Economics and the Business School. He served as Director, Center for Development Economics, Delhi School of Economics, taught at reputed universities in USA, UK, consultant to World Bank, Washington, President, Indian Econometric Society, and recipient of the prestigious Swami Pranavananda Saraswati UGC National Award in 2004. The Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor J. Shashidhara Prasad Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sharad Balasubramanian for distinction in Bachelor of Business Management. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor Javare Goda Shashidhara Prasad, 9th and current Vice Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He served as the Vice Chancellor, University of Mysore from 2003 to 2007, Fellow of Institute of Physics, London, member of prestigious academic bodies such as the Indian Physics Association and Crystallographic Association, American Institute of Physics, Optical Society of America, Australian Institute of Physics, International Liquid Crystal Society. He is a recipient of the prestigious Aryabhatta Award for Scientific Achievement. Shri Shankar Rao B. Chavan Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Suraj Acharya for distinction in Bachelor of Computer Applications. This medal is instituted in honor of Shri Shankar Rao B. Chavan, an outstanding parliamentarian who served twice as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra from 1975 to 77 and later from 1986 to 88. Subsequently, he served as the Cabinet Minister, Government of India in the Ministries of Education, Defence, Home and Finance. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan and was a chief guest of the Institute convocations in 1986 and 1994. Shri R.V. Janki Ramaya Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Anant V.S. for distinction in B.Sc. Honours in Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honour of Shri R.V. Janki Ramaya Garu. He was member of Shri Satya Sai Central Trust since inception, a relentless social worker with national fervour and having great concern for the poor and needy. He played an invaluable role in the development of the village of Puttaparthi and is remembered by all with a deep sense of gratitude. Shri Dasari Lakshmi Narayana Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Aditya Shekhar for distinction in B.Sc. Honours in Physics. This medal is instituted in memory of Shri Dasari Lakshmi Narayana. Shri Dasari Lakshmi Narayana and his wife, Srimati Sita Ravamma, were ardent devotees of Bhagwan Baba. Hailing from an agricultural family, Shri Dasari Lakshmi Narayana played an important role as an advisor on the village committee dealing with developmental issues. Shri K. Suryanarayana Murthy Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Sai Satyanarayana for distinction in B.Sc. Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in memory of Shri Krutiventi Suryanarayana Murthy. Shri K.S. Murthy IRS served Government of India Income Tax Department in various capacities. Shri Suryanarayana Murthy and his spouse, Alivelumanga, were ardent devotees of Bhagwan since the 1950s. Shri Murthy was a cousin of Shri Y.V. Kutumba Rao, the first secretary of Shri Satya Sai Central Trust, and after retirement, he settled in Prashanthi Nilayam and served as the public relations officer of the ashram for over two decades. Shri C.S. Ramana Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Ranjit Kumar D.R. for distinction in B.Com Honours. This medal is instituted by Dr. Mangama in memory of her husband Shri C.S. Ramana. Shri Ramana was the convener Shri Satya Sai Seva Organisation Vishakhapatnam. He and his wife Mangamma co-founded the Shobha Nursing Home in the early 50s to reach out to common people with service as their motto. They also founded the Sri Sathya Sai Clinic near Simhachalam, and Sri Ramana played a vital role in the founding of the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vihar in Vishakhapatnam. Sri M. Narayana Bhatta Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri M. Mallikarjuna for distinction in BA Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri M. Narayana Bhatta. Sri Bhatta, an MBA in Strategic Management from Institute of Public Enterprises, Osmania University, worked in Syndicate Bank from 1972 to 2001. He served as Senior Branch Manager and Deputy Chief Manager. He was also faculty member in the Staff Training College. After 29 long years of service, he settled down at Prashanthi Nilayam and worked in the Sri Sathya Sai Books and Publications as a volunteer since 2001. He has had traditional learning in Sanskrit and Veda for 7 years. He joined as the official Archaka, that is the Mandir Pujari, in the year 2007. Mother Ishwarama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Haripriya for distinction in MA. This medal is instituted in honor of Mother Ishwarama Garu, mother of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, whose prayers to Bhagwan resulted in mammoth service projects of providing free safe drinking water, free medical care through super speciality and general hospitals, free education from primary to postdoctoral programs. Her love and concern for humanity will be ever etched in the hearts of millions of Sai devotees. Srimati M. Venkamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sura Anusha for distinction in MSc Food Technology. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati Venkamma Garu, a great example of ideal womanhood, known for her love, compassion and concern for the well-being of Bhagwan Baba. She is remembered for her tireless service and her devout, simple and endearing personality. Srimati A. Parvatamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sri Ram Sai Sudha for distinction in MA English Language and Literature. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri A. Parvatamma Garu, who was blessed to serve Bhagwan with love and devotion for several years. She remains in the memory of every devotee as a tender-hearted, endearing personality. Srimati Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari B. Shanti Priya for distinction in BA. This medal is instituted in memory of her mother by Dr. J. Geeta Reddy, an eminent gynecologist by profession, member of the Legislative Assembly in the state of Telangana, formerly cabinet minister in the government of Andhra Pradesh, representing Zahirabad constituency in Medak district. She was awarded the Indira Gandhi Sadbhavana Award in 2008, was president of Andhra Pradesh Women's Cricket Association, and above all an ardent devotee of Bhagwan over 2 decades. Srimati R. Sundari Kondal Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Vidya Menon for distinction in BSc Honours in Chemistry. This medal is instituted by Sri R. Kondal Rao in the name of his wife, Srimati R. Sundar Rao. Sri R. Kondal Rao was formerly Engineer-in-Chief and Technical Consultant to the Government of Andhra Pradesh. He supervised the massive Sri Sathya Sai drinking water supply project for the Anandpur district and later the drinking water projects in Medak, Mehboobnagar, East and West Godavari and the metropolitan city of Chennai. His outstanding contribution to the drinking water supply projects has been appreciated and publicly recognized by Bhagwan. Srimati Jayalakshmi Gopinath Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Anusha Rai for distinction in BSc Honours in Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honour of Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who served as the warden of the Sri Satya Sai Hostel for Women at the Anandpur campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning since its inception in 1971 until 2011. She also served as the head department of English until the year 2010. The institute holds her in high esteem for the yeoman service rendered by her in promoting the educational philosophy of her revered founder Chancellor Bhagwan Baba and in the character molding and personality development of the students of the university. Srimati Kalyani Narasimhan Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Kritika Lakshmi for distinction in BA. This medal is instituted in memory of Srimati Kalyani Narasimhan, an ardent and long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba. I now request the Honorable Chancellor to kindly confer the Doctor of Philosophy and give away the special mementos blessed by the revered founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba to the qualified doctoral research candidates. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Abhilash Gangula in Chemistry for his thesis on studies on the catalytic and sensing applications of gold nanoparticles. He worked under the supervision of Professor Chelli Janardana, Dean Faculty of Sciences, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. The research of Sri Abhilash is aimed at developing low-cost and portable sensors using the principles of nanotechnology. The objective is to easily detect the presence of harmful and disease-causing substances in samples like water and blood. And the sensing is based on just change of color from one to another and does not require any sophisticated instrumentation. This allows for easy testing of samples in remote areas. He has published and presented 9 papers in international peer-reviewed journals and conferences. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Robin Sharma in Biosciences for his thesis on antioxidant capacity of endophytic fungi from medicinal plants. He worked under the supervision of Dr. B.S. Vijay Kumar, Associate Professor and Head Department of Biosciences, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. The study of Sri Robin Sharma highlights the usefulness of fungal endophytes of medicinal plants for manipulative studies. The study suggests that an endophytic fungi may be a good source of antioxidant compounds, thereby eliciting their possible relevance as an anti-cancer agent. As part of the thesis, he has published and presented 3 papers in international peer-reviewed journals and conferences. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Suresh P. in Physics for his thesis on real-time motion compensation, image enhancement and feature extraction of moving targets in ISAR. He worked under the supervision of Professor K. Venkatramanaya, Honorary Professor, Department of Physics, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus, and under the joint supervision of Dr. T. Thayaparan, Adjunct Professor, McMaster University, and Defence Scientist, Defence R&D Canada. Sri Suresh's research is concerned with the development, evaluation, and verification of algorithms and methods to detect and classify high-resolution radar target signatures. It is especially pertinent to the automatic target recognition capability of the surveillance radar systems. Such capabilities could provide knowledge and protection, enhancing the preparedness of the Indian forces. As part of the thesis, he has published and presented 13 papers in international peer-reviewed journals and conferences. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri S. Sai Manohar in Management for his thesis on study of innovation culture of leading innovative organizations. He worked under the supervision of Professor Shiv R. Pandit, Honorary Professor, Department of Management Studies, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. He investigated the role of innovation culture in bringing out innovations in India and abroad. 15 organizations that have consistently ranked among the top 20 companies on global innovation were studied for research. 6 parameters were identified: organization climate, leadership, core values, customer focus, creativity, and envisioning the future. The findings revealed common practices widely shared and practiced by these organizations, which helped them to emerge as leaders in their industries. Sri Sai Manohar published and presented 10 papers in international peer-reviewed journals and conferences. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Ms. Yu Suma in Commerce for her thesis on top women executives in India, an exploratory and descriptive study. She worked under the supervision of Professor R. Kumar Bhaskar, Honorary Professor, Department of Management Studies, Prashantilayam Campus. Ms. Suma's study endeavors to know the ways in which women executives actually manage their work-life balance issues. It seeks to examine the prevalence of subtle gender biases which were identified in the scoping studies. The study provides insights into work-life balance and gender bias faced by women executives in particular. As part of the thesis, she has published and presented 6 papers in international peer-reviewed journals and conferences. And finally, Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Sai Murli RS in Biosciences for his thesis on biological, biotechnological, molecular docking, spectroscopic and in vitro functional studies. He worked under the supervision of Professor R. Baswaraju, Honorary Professor, Department of Biosciences, Prashantilayam Campus, and the joint supervision of Dr. G. Nageshwar Rao, Associate Professor, Department of Chemistry, Prashantilayam Campus. His thesis focused on vasicine, a natural product from an Ayurvedic medicinal plant called Malabar nut. He pioneered the development of tissue culture methods for propagation of the plant in laboratory conditions, which could be used as a potential drug against an aggressive type of cancer. He has published and presented 9 papers in international peer-reviewed journals and conferences. Thank you.
I request the chief guest of the day, Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturi Rangan, to deliver the convocation address.
My reverence to the Founder Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected Chancellor Justice Venkatachalaya, esteemed Vice Chancellor Professor J. Shashidhara Prasad, members of the Board of Management and Academic Council, members of the faculty, distinguished guests, students, ladies and gentlemen, greetings to all. I deem it a privilege to deliver the 33rd convocation address at this renowned Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning today. Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning has more than 3 decades carried out the commendable task of nurturing and educating bright young minds. The focus of this institution has been holistic, ensuring the social, spiritual, and cultural development of students, besides providing them with a strong professional background in their field of study. The calm environments of Prashantinilayam and other campuses, the presence of resident teaching faculty, and a high teacher-to-student ratio provide a conducive environment for creative young minds to blossom free from other distractions. Indeed, the environment truly reflects the character of a 21st century Gurukul, in a serene atmosphere, much like the Gurukuls of yore, wherein teachers and students lived and interacted on the same campus, deriving the benefit of learning from mutual experience beside the confines of a conventional educational system. One experiences a unique ecosystem filled with vibrancy, noble values and discipline, enveloping the core educational program with emphasis on excellence. To quote the revered Bhagwan Baba himself, students have to acquire human values along with worldly education. It's necessary to foster human values along with the growth of science and technology. The other important aspect that sets this institute apart is the thrust on providing a value-based education to youngsters, taking due cognizance of the philosophy of one of the great Greek philosophers, that educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all, and leaves the educated inadequately prepared to face the world ahead. Towards this cause, I see a good number of facilities and activities intended to develop and nurture the five dimensions that make an education complete: intellectual, cultural, physical, service, and devotional. I congratulate the management and faculty for successfully bringing to fruition the vision of the value-based education system envisioned by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This university is privileged to have Justice Venkatachalaya as its chancellor to guide its destiny. A man of great vision, the Honorable Justice is an embodiment of noble values, extraordinary erudition, and above all, humility. I had the good fortune and privilege of being associated with Justice Venkatachalaya in several fora, and every time I met and shared our thoughts, I felt greatly enriched. Vice Chancellor Professor J. Shashidhara Prasad brings to bear his enormous experience as an educationist and researcher. The university could not have asked for a better leadership that can not only sustain the unique value-based educational system, but also to take it to higher level of erudition and scholarship in the coming years. My dear students, today is indeed a red letter day in your life, one that marks your transition from the relatively sheltered environment that institute offers to the real world. Hearty congratulations to each one of you for having this important milestone. Being graduate of this renowned institute, you now have a world of opportunities in front of you. You can consider yourself to be fortunate to have had the privilege of having studied in this esteemed institute. On this august occasion, let me make a few observations that could have a crucial influence on your decisions in shaping your future. It is indeed a unique moment in the history of India in terms of growth in economy and development. India is on the cusp of turning into an economic superpower over the next one or two decades. India has witnessed notable progress in several key areas, including science and technology, manufacturing, agriculture, as well as several aspects of social development, including education and health. My dear students, you will have the opportunity to ride on this wave of India's socio-economic growth and have several opportunities to choose from. India's GDP has grown at an average rate of about 7.7% over the period 2001 to 2011. It is slated to rise to an ambitious 9% over the next decade. In today's age, technological advancement lies at the core of a nation's strength. Science and technology will be one of the key drivers of India's economic growth over the next few decades. The positive correlation between technological advancement and economic growth is well known, since technological advances increase income levels of a nation. In order to compete in the emerging world order, it's important that we as a nation focus on complete cycle that links the outcomes of fundamental research to produce technological innovations, products, and services. A viable market system that emerges from such a technology will ultimately lead to the generation of wealth. One has to ensure appropriate institutional mechanisms to realize such a goal. In this context, the first thing that comes to my mind is the importance of high quality research. And I saw quite a number of very good work that has been done, as evidenced by the small sample that you presented at this convocation in terms of the PhD degrees that you awarded. Research provides the fundamental knowledge that forms the foundation of all other developments in any field. If we want fundamental research to emerge from the confines of a laboratory and to benefit the nation and its people, it's essential that there exists a strong coupling between basic research and applied research. Many of India's significant scientific contributions have had major global impact. Sir J.C. Bose and Sir C.V. Raman are two such examples. Sir J.C. Bose pioneered the use of semiconductor devices, crystals, for detection and measurement of electromagnetic radiation. He also invented the coherer, a device that generated microwave radiation whose wavelength was much shorter than those produced earlier. He also demonstrated the use of electromagnetic radiation for communication in 1895, 14 years before Marconi showed the same in the West. On the other side, we have Sir C.V. Raman, was another great contributor to modern science. His work on Raman scattering has formed the basis of spectrometry, which is continuing to put to application more than 7 decades after it was discovered. It has applications in the identification of minute quantities of molecules in a non-invasive manner based on the unique pattern of light scattering of different types of molecules. Like the discoveries of J.C. Bose, those of Sir C.V. Raman too originated in India, but their potential was tapped elsewhere in the world. The redevelopment of amplifiers by Fujitsu based on the Raman effect to serve as boosters in fiber optics communications, having high information throughput over long distances, is one of the more recent applications. In the Indian context, new strategies are needed to bring fundamental research out of the laboratory to a stage where it can be applied to the general technological innovations. The onus of research and development lies on both the public and the private sector. In this context, transfer of fundamental knowledge to industrial partners assumes prime importance. The Indian R&D enterprise will significantly benefit from a major reworking of the scientific infrastructure and systems currently in place. Investments must be channelized towards application-oriented research, and industry must gear up to solve specific scientific problems that are of benefit to the nation at large. While fundamental research is absolutely essential for any industrial or technological development, it is also an uncertain endeavor in terms of the results and outcomes, including time frames. Because of this, the government would take the onus of funding the basic research, thereby covering the risk element that too primarily within the university system. Such a strategy, besides helping to improve the quality of education and research within university, also enables the young generation to receive their education from the country's best researchers. This can in turn free up the present R&D laboratories, both in the government and private sectors, to substantially concentrate on applied research. Such goal-oriented applied research can then be linked with industries and entrepreneurship to meet the socio-economic and industrial objectives. This in turn provides the possibilities of creating new avenues for generation of wealth for the country by expanding into new markets with new products and services. Within this framework, universities like yours could concentrate on fundamental research that not only helps enrich the knowledge pool, but also help to sow the seeds of path-breaking ideas of future. Let me at this juncture point out the extraordinary role that the Indians are playing in a number of world-class institutions. Significant numbers of non-resident Indians and Indian Americans are CEOs in many multinational corporations such as Microsoft, Adobe, Cognizant, Harman & Bose, and also occupy high positions for companies like Google, Cisco, HP and so on. You know the story of Nadella, who comes from this state. Indians are also increasingly holding high positions in leading educational institutions like MIT, Carnegie Mellon and Stanford, and governmental organizations like the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Institute of Health and so on and so forth. What are the factors that allow Indians to succeed in this highly competitive environment, one can really ask? The first is that they have been trained in some of the leading universities like your own alma mater and some of the top science and engineering colleges. Here you go through a rigorous selection process that makes sure that only the very best get selected. Another aspect is the inherent complexity and diverse environment of India's socio-economic and political ecosystem in which an Indian has to live and succeed. The world of technology is in a continuous disruption mode where one has to continuously unlearn the familiar and also make the process of knowledge acquisition a continuous effort. It requires an ability to adopt that Indians who come from a demanding ecosystem seem to naturally process, and all of you can see have this character. I am sure that the challenges each one of you, my dear young friends, have gone through to successfully accomplish your task while studying here would stand you in good stead in whatever profession you chose to pursue. Let me examine this through an interesting example closer home. Team Indus, a Bangalore-based aerospace startup led by the young and enterprising Rahul Narayan, is venturing into territory which is as yet little explored. Rahul Narayan leads a talented young team that has taken on the formidable challenge thrown open to the world by Google. The Google Lunar X Prize challenge requires participating teams to land a robot on the moon. You know, these are people who have not been working in space, but they have to be challenged to land on moon. And let the robot travel 500 meters on, above or below the lunar surface and send back high-definition videos and images of the moon for all to see. The stated objective of this prize is to renew our commitment to space exploration by creating a new space economy and a modern-day Apollo movement that could throw up a new generation of innovators and explorers. This is a massive challenge for engineers, entrepreneurs, and innovators alike. Team Indus has worked on this challenge for the last 3 years and has completed some of the demanding and most difficult preliminary rounds. In fact, I should mention that they are among the only three teams that are still in the running for this prize, the other two teams being from the United States. You know, it started with nearly 35 participants from across the world. So now you are left with three, and one of them is from India, a youngster. I have met and talked to Rahul Narayan and his young team of diverse entrepreneurs who have made extraordinary progress in the last 3 years to take this challenge to an astonishing level of progress. They have elicited the support of industrial establishments and individuals from all over the world to develop the infrastructure, technical know-how, hardware and software support through their own initiatives. They have in a short period mastered the art and science of space, specialized in many areas of space technology, including complex trajectory calculations to reach the moon, and identify a strategy for the overall realization of the Google's objective. Most of them have left their lucrative jobs to take up this challenge. This is the spirit of entrepreneurship and adventure that the present-day youth have to display to drive India to a preeminent position among the global community. I'm sure that there are many among those who are graduating today from this university who have the same outlook to face the big challenges in life. Learn from your past and envision the future, and take courage to walk the road less traveled. Now let us look back at some of the very specific aspects of research in science and the type of excitement in store for you interested in a research career. I shall do this with three specific examples drawn from the fields of life sciences, physics and mathematics. In the biomedical field, exploring and understanding the working of the brain is one of the ultimate challenges of the 21st century. Despite considerable progress in the field of neuroscience, we still do not know the intricacies of how billions of nerve cells or neurons in the brain form the connections called synapses and organize themselves into neural circuits to govern diverse processes like cognition, movement, and memory. Scientists are also interested in studying how the brain circuitry alters with the experiences of the lifetime. These are ambitious plans. Just to get a flavor of the complexity, scientists are attempting to generate a detailed three-dimensional structure of the brain by painstakingly slicing the brain into 20 micrometer thick slices, imaging them using high-resolution electron microscopes, and then using computation to recreate the section of the brain in three dimensions. The scale of the computation required is massive. A 1 cubic millimeter of brain tissue gives us 1 terabyte of electron microscope data. A whole mouse brain, which is quite tiny, will generate 60 petabytes of data. And the whole human brain will generate 20 exabytes of data. This amount of data, just to give you a feel, is the equivalent of the entire digital content that is available today, including Google, Facebook, and other big data stores. So there is a challenge for you. In the field of physics, a seminal problem that scientists are pursuing is the understanding of the very early phase of the universe at the time of Big Bang. Several nations, including India, have come together to establish the most powerful particle accelerator ever built to recreate the energetic conditions at the time of Big Bang. This massive facility, known as the Large Hadron Collider, the LHC, seeks to address the basic question of how to assign mass to any object in the universe. An important key to this is the discovery of the Higgs boson, a subatomic particle named after the British scientist Peter Higgs and the Indian scientist Satyendranath Bose, who really gave the Bose-Einstein statistics, as you know, and these are bosons named after the Indian scientist Bose, Higgs boson, also known properly in the media as the God particle. When you don't understand it, you call it a God particle. So this is what this thing is. But it is a very, very significant effort in the area of physics. India's contribution to this Large Hadron Collider experiment extends further than historic links, mind you. Indians have contributed various types of expertise in this activity with instruments used for detection and measurement of particle decay characteristics resulting from high energy proton-proton collision, as well as heavy ion collisions. All your Munich grid computing facility has been set up in India to deal with the massive data coming out of this accelerator. Indian scientists from many institutions and particularly universities are participating in this program. An extremely unique opportunity to be a partner in this very exciting discovery. And I am sure some of you will in future look for these avenues, including participation in this very fundamental and seminal experiment currently going on. The third field in which Indians are making a mark is the mathematics. Of course, we have a very strong tradition in mathematics. Manjul Bhargava won the prestigious 2014 Fields Medal in mathematics. And you know, the Fields Medal is equivalent to the Nobel Prize in other areas of sciences. So when he wins the Fields Medal, any mathematician wins the Fields Medal, he has also won the equivalent of a Nobel Prize in mathematics. So Manjul Bhargava in 2014 won this Fields Medal. And what did he solve in this mathematics? It's a 200-year-old puzzle in number theory. Subhash Koat, another Indian, won the Rolf Ravelina Prize, again very close to Fields Medal 2014, for his work in the unique game conjecture. Education in mathematics, both pure and applied, has in the contemporary times, in the context, significant relevance for a variety of application through methods such as modeling and simulation. Advances in supercomputing and simulations have applications in financial markets, weather prediction, atomic energy and space technology, and even in high-level animations of complex ideas, including the movies such as the recent Interstellar. You may be wondering why I'm talking about Interstellar. You know, it's produced by a Hollywood, by a film producer, about the ultimate collapse of a matter in the form of a black hole. And he really brings the physics of the collapse of the black hole, and he has used the theories that have been developed by one of the most outstanding physicists of the time, Professor Kip Thorne from California Institute of Technology. The understanding between the producer and the scientist Kip Thorne is that he shall not violate any known laws of physics in creating this movie, though it cannot be just fictional. And he has produced this Interstellar. Those who have seen this or those who have not seen it, you should go and see this. What is interesting? Kip Thorne, when he saw that movie, his own ideas, which he generated to give to the movie, got much better clarified. And I understand that he is preparing two research papers coming out of knowing his own work through this particular movie. So you can see the way in which these kind of challenges are enveloping. They are no longer a movie for entertainment. This is a movie for education, for understanding the most complex systems. And our own government, I should say in this context, has recently taken a decision to set up a high-throughput computational facility up to petaflop for many of these purposes. Again, a unique opportunity for many of you. Even though I have tried to elucidate emerging challenges and excitement in carrying out research through three specific examples, there are many similar opportunities in mega science and desktop science waiting for you youngsters to pick up as interesting challenges. In this conjunction, there are several possibilities. India's participation in global initiatives, like the three mentioned here, that include participation in International Space Station, Human Genome Project, to sequence the entire 3 billion chemical base pairs that make up the DNA, the Hubble telescope to look at the fringes of the universe at the time of its formation, to look at the universe in its multiple manifestation, and deep in space, the Sumer Kamiokonte, a unique neutrino detector, a very elusive particle. Now, a word about the importance of liberal arts. You know, this institution is known for its holistic approach to education, and obviously I see that the value-based educational system that this institute provides comes from this kind of concepts. Humanities, social sciences, and the languages in the development of a nation, I don't have to emphasize the importance. The goal of a liberal education is to develop the ability to think critically and independently. A study of the liberal arts helps to cultivate one's mind to its fullest potential, and at the same time to liberate oneself from superstitions, prejudices, and dogmas. Science and mathematics are no doubt an essential component of education, as it encourages and stimulates students to develop the spirit of inquiry and bestows the powers of independent reasoning and rational thought. For example, the fields of pure mathematics and theoretical physics help develop the ability to reason deductively from clearly defined premises. Through experimental sciences, one learns the scientific method, induction, and to make proper inferences from evidence available. Philosophy offers a similar training. The works of Indian and Western philosophers help liberate the mind from prejudice by rigorous application of reason to questions of how one knows and how one must react. It is thus obvious that a liberal arts education, as a part of an overall knowledge acquisition strategy in the confines of a university education system, is important to prepare the youth to look at their personal and professional problems in a rational manner. Let me also use this opportunity in conclusion to say a few words on the importance of teamwork and the confidence to undertake the most complex challenges. Coming from the Indian space program, where I worked for nearly three decades in this program, I can say with confidence that the manifestation of the successes that you see in the Indian space program comes out of this culture. Today, India is counted among the significant space-faring nations of the world. This success has been achieved as a result of teamwork, wherein cutting-edge science and technology from multiple disciplines is brought together to realize a major, complex goal, such as building a satellite or building a launch vehicle. Thanks to the constraints placed by advanced countries on our nation on the flow of technologies, components, and equipment, we at ISRO were inspired individually and collectively to marshal our own innovation skills to design and develop world-class systems. We took up the grand challenge of building an indigenous sophisticated remote sensing satellite system with no external inputs on technology. And actually I should say that this is at a time when we wanted to have a remote sensing system, putting a camera in space, looking at the ground, looking at the resources, and from there make a decision with respect to how do you optimally resource of this country with burgeoning population and 3.2 million square kilometers. We have limited resources per capita. This kind of satellite provides a timely information on resources like forestry, agriculture, water resources, environment, oceanic resources, and so on and so forth. First, we built a very small satellite, very less sophisticated satellite, but to get our hands, what we called as Bhaskara. In the next 7 years, we built a first generation operational system, a system which can be used for direct application in many of these earth resources. While building this satellite, really we had no knowledge of what the technologies are from outside because they were not willing to share. Our youngsters like you, they took up this challenge, build everything from the first principles, textbook principles, and build the satellite in about 7 years after challenging, put the challenge on them. And when this satellite went up, and after 7 years, the performance this satellite has seen from the imageries that we received from the space showed that we are as good as the best satellites currently at that time operating, an American satellite called Landsat and another satellite called Ingenuity from French Corps. But, you know, like all you youngsters who are restless, our own people in ISRO, the youngsters, said that why do we want to say that we have built a satellite that is comparable to the best that Americans and French have built? Why don't we build the next generation of satellites by which India will show it to the world what it can do? And in the process, the American scientists and the French scientists will say, should we not build a satellite like that India has built? So that is the kind of a thing that the youngsters wanted it. Then another 5 years we built, and I should say with due modesty belonging to the space, that that satellite became the world's best civilian satellite for the multiplicity of capabilities that we built into it. What I want to make as a conviction is that we may not get information on everything that we want to do, our ambitions, but you have the necessary brain and you have the necessary creativity and an innovation capability. All if you bring together, you can be a world beater. And when you become a world beater with your own thoughts and with your own creations, I think the other nations take note of it because yours is always sometimes better than most of them, and that like this happened in the remote sensing satellite. And when you do that kind of a comparison, you also become a leader in the world. So India today is a leader in communication systems, we communicate with remote sensing satellite, primarily because of this outlook and also the imperatives of restriction that were placed on us from outside systems. So I would like to say the same spirit has taken us forward. Of course, having gone all through on the earth resources system, communication system, the question is why can't we start planetary exploration? So India took this bold step of getting into a planetary era. We launched the first of the satellites, got a spacecraft to Moon, Chandrayaan 1 in 2008, and subsequently a Mars orbiter mission in 2014. All I can say is in yesterday's news, this orbiter mission of Mars has been declared as one of the top inventions in 25 top inventions across the world as was chosen by Time. Dear students, as you leave this institute with a sense of satisfaction and deep pride, remember to overcome the challenges in life by the strength of your courage, character, and knowledge. Make truth acquiring knowledge and hard work your companion in life, and success will belong to you. Develop tolerance for the viewpoints and suggestions of others. Be humble, respect, and understand your colleagues. I'm sure you will take the path of hard work, integrity, and conviction to be a winner in life. Learn what you can and move on, because at the end of the day, you will be judged by your success and not by your failures. I cannot but conclude this address without quoting a stanza from Subhashitam. Many of you are familiar with this. Na chora haryam, na cha raja haryam, na badra bhajyam, na cha bara hari, vyaye kriti vardhana evam nityam, vidyadhanam sarvadhanat pradhanam. The wealth of knowledge is the greatest form of all wealth. It cannot be stolen by like money or possessions. It cannot be taken away or annexed like land. Nor can it be divided among the brothers like inherited property. It is never a burden. The wealth that is knowledge grows and increases even as it is distributed. The spirit of today's function is truly a reflection of these words of wisdom. Let me finally wish each one of you, my young friends, the best of success both in your professional and personal career. All the best. Thank you.
On behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, we thank our respected chief guest, Dr. Krishnaswamy Kasturirangan, for the most informative, illustrative, and thought-provoking convocation address. Now we pray to our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, for the benediction message.
Srishti yokka vidya vidhanamu కేవలము డిగ్రీల యొక్క విలువను మాత్రమే చేర్చుకుంటున్నది.
ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ సిస్టమ్ అటాచెస్ వాల్యూ టు ది డిగ్రీస్.
ఈ పట్టమును అందుకుని పొట్టను నింపుకునే నిమిత్తమా ఈ డిగ్రీలు?
ఆర్ ది డిగ్రీస్ మెంట్ టు ఎర్న్ యువర్ డైలీ బ్రెడ్?
లేక సమాజం యొక్క సమస్యలను పరిహారం గావించే నిమిత్తమా ఈ డిగ్రీలు?
ఆర్ ది డిగ్రీస్ గివెన్ టు యూ టు సజెస్ట్ టు కమ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ విత్ సొల్యూషన్స్ ఫర్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్స్?
లేక విజ్ఞానాన్ని పొందే నిమిత్తమా ఈ డిగ్రీలు?
ఆర్ ది డిగ్రీస్ మెంట్ టు అక్వైర్ విజ్డమ్?
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి విచారణను విద్యార్థులు కాని, విద్యాధికారులు కాని, విద్యార్థుల తల్లిదండ్రులు కాని ఎవ్వరూ విచారించటం లేదు.
This kind of inquiry of the objectives of the education is not made by students, authorities and parents.
సమాజమునకు కాని, దేశమునకు కాని, ఉపకారం కాని, ఉపయోగం కాని లేని విద్యలు విద్యలవుతాయా?
Can you call it education if it is futile and useless for the welfare of the society and the country?
ఈనాటి విద్యా సంస్థలు ప్రతి సంవత్సరం కూడాను లక్షలాది గ్రాడ్యుయేట్స్ తయారు చేసి ఈ ప్రపంచం పైన వదిలి పెడుతున్నాయి ఈ విద్యా సంస్థలు.
ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ సెండ్ అవుట్ లాక్స్ అండ్ లాక్స్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాడ్యుయేట్స్ అండ్ రిలీజ్ దెమ్ టు ది వరల్డ్.
వీరి భవిష్యత్తు ఏమిటి?
వాట్ అబౌట్ దర్ ఫ్యూచర్?
ఈ విద్యా విధానం యొక్క గమ్యం ఏమిటి?
What is the goal of the education?
ఈ చదువు యొక్క సారం ఏమిటి?
What is the essence of education?
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ప్రశ్నలు మనం వేసుకున్నప్పుడు ఈనాటి విద్యా విధానము కేవలం ఒక యాంత్రికంగా జరుగుతుండాలి.
When we put these questions, we will understand that education has become more or less mechanical.
ఈనాటి విద్యలలో సౌజన్యం కాని, సౌశీల్యం కాని, సాంప్రదాయం కాని ఏమాత్రం కూడా కనిపించటం లేదు.
In the modern education, there's not even a trace of character, understanding and integration and tradition.
విద్య కేవలము స్వార్థ సప్రయోజనాల నిమిత్తమై దీనిని అనుభవిస్తున్నారే కాని సమాజం యొక్క సంక్షేమ నిమిత్తమై ఏమాత్రమూ దీనిని ప్రవేశపెట్టడం లేదు.
They make use of their education for selfishness and self-interest and not for the progress of the society.
ఈ భారతదేశమునందు 200 విశ్వవిద్యాలయములు ఉన్నవి.
In this country there are 200 universities.
90,000 కళాశాలలు ఉన్నవి.
There are 90,000 colleges.
1 crore విద్యార్థులు డిగ్రీ క్లాసుల్లో విద్యను అభ్యసిస్తున్నారు.
1 crore students they study, undergraduate students.
వీటి యొక్క విధానం ఏమిటి? వీటి యొక్క పరిహారం ఏమిటి? వీటి యొక్క ఫలితం ఏమిటి అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని ఎవ్వరూ నిర్ణయించుకోలేకపోతున్నారు.
Nobody is able to understand and find out the solution and the procedure, the aim of this education.
ప్రతి సంవత్సరము ఇంతమంది విద్యార్థులను గ్రాడ్యుయేట్స్ గా చేసి ప్రపంచంలో వదిలిపెడుతుంటే ఈ ప్రపంచం యొక్క పరిస్థితి ఏ విధంగా ఉంటుంది అది కూడా ఎవరు విచారం చేయటం లేదు.
When lakhs and lakhs of graduates come out of the educational institutions, what will happen to their future?
ఇది కేవలం విద్యా సంస్థలుగా మనకు కనిపించటం లేదు.
They don't appear to be educational institutions.
కేవలము ఒక డిగ్రీని అందించేటువంటి ఒక వర్క్ షాప్ వలె కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
They all look like a workshop that give degrees.
కానీ వీరి భవిష్యత్తును ఎవ్వరు కూడాను ఏమాత్రం యోచించటం లేదు.
Nobody is bothered about the future.
ఈనాటి ప్రభుత్వం కూడాను విద్యా సంఖ్యలను పెంచుతున్నది కానీ విద్యా విధానాన్ని సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో తీర్చిదిద్దటం లేదు.
In the government also thinks of the improvement increase in number, but it doesn't think of
ఎక్కడ చూసినప్పటికీ విద్యా సంస్థలు పుట్టగొడుగుల వలె పుట్టుతూ వస్తున్నాయి.
Everywhere you find educational institutions coming up like mushrooms.
ప్రభుత్వం యొక్క అనుమతి లేకుండా కూడా అనేక సంస్థలు కూడా జరుగుతున్నాయి.
Many institutions are started even without the permission of the government.
అందరూ చదివిన వారే కనిపిస్తున్నారు.
All appear to be well known in the subject.
కానీ చదువు అంటే ఏమిటో ఎవరికి తెలియటం లేదు.
But no one knows what education is.
అందరూ విద్యావంతులే.
All are educated.
విద్య అంటే ఏమిటో తెలియటం లేదు.
They don't know what vidya education is.
విద్య ఏది జ్ఞానమును బోధించును అది ఏ విద్య.
విద్య ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ కన్ఫర్స్ విజ్డమ్.
ఎట్టి జ్ఞానమును భౌతిక జ్ఞానమా లేక లోక జ్ఞానమా?
Is it physical or worldly knowledge?
ప్రాకృత జ్ఞానమా
or worldly
knowledge? జ్ఞానమా బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానమా ఆత్మ జ్ఞానమా?
Is it physical knowledge or worldly knowledge or the spiritual knowledge or the knowledge of the spirit or the soul?
ఇక్కడ bookish knowledge ఒకటి మాత్రమే మనకు కనిపిస్తున్నాయి. ఇంక ఏ నాలెడ్జీలు కూడా మనకు కనిపించట్లేదు.
And here we find only bookish knowledge, nothing else.
ఇలాంటి పరిస్థితిని ఎందు ఈ విద్య యొక్క విలువ ఏ విధంగా మనం నిర్ణయించేకవుతుంది?
And then how do you decide, estimate the value of the education?
ఫలములేని వృక్షం వలె,
a tree without a fruit,
రసములేని ఫలం వలె,
a fruit without the juice,
తెలివిలేని మృగం వలె,
an animal without intelligence,
ఇట్టి ఏమి ప్రయోజనం?
What is the use?
ఫలమెరుగను బ్రతికినావు, ఫలమెరుగను బ్రతికినావు.
You live here only to know the use of its life.
ఫలమెరుగక మరణించిన నీ వెరిగినది ఏమన్నా?
Without realizing the objective of life, what is the fun of living?
ఇంక ఏమిటి నీవు తెలుసుకున్నటువంటి విద్య?
What is that you have known?
ఫల నిమిత్తమై నీ విద్యను అభ్యసిస్తున్నావు.
You study with a purpose.
ఫలమేమిటో నీకు తెలియనప్పుడు ఈ విద్యను అభ్యసించే ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
When you don't achieve the very purpose, what is the use of studying?
ఈనాటి విద్యను నేను నేటి విద్యలు తెలివి తేటలనే పెంచే కొంచెమైన గుణము పెంచబోదు.
The modern education will help you more and more to be more and intelligent, but it will not improve your character.
Koti vidyalundi gunamu lekunnacho palamadeemi vaani viluvademi viluvademi viluvademi.
With all forms of knowledge, without character, what is the use of it? What is the value of that education?
ఈ తెలివితేటలు దేని నిమిత్తమే మనకు అవసరం వస్తాయి?
Why do you need this intelligence?
ఇవి పరులను వంచే నిమిత్తము,
to cheat others,
స్వార్థాన్ని పోషించుకునే నిమిత్తము,
to sustain your selfishness,
స్వప్రయోజనాన్ని అనుభవించే నిమిత్తము,
to experience self interest,
ఇవి ఉపయోగిస్తున్నాయి కానీ దేశమునకు కానీ సమాజమునకు కానీ తన యొక్క విద్యా విధానం ఏమాత్రం కూడాను అనుకూలపడటం లేదు.
ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ సిస్టమ్ హెల్ప్స్ యూ టు సర్వ్ యువర్ ఓన్ పర్సనల్ నీడ్స్ అండ్ సెల్ఫిష్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్. ఇట్ డజంట్ హెల్ప్ ఎనీవే ద ప్రోగ్రెస్
నిత్య జీవితంలో ఉపయోగపడినటువంటి విద్యలు ఇది ఉపయోగపడేటువంటివి ఏమాత్రము కాదు.
దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ విల్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ, ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్లెస్.
ఈనాటి మానవత్వంలో ఈ తెలివితేటలు ఏ విధంగా మనకు కనిపిస్తున్నాయి?
How do you find intelligence today?
Durbuddhula talalunna durulu vinu chevulunna పొంచి చూచు మనసున్న పంచల విను గుణమున్న వంచిత గుణ చిత్తమున్న వంచే మనసున్న ఈ వికృతులు చూడగానే విద్య ఇక బ్రతుకదన్న.
ఇఫ్ ది హెడ్స్ క్యారీ వికెట్ థాట్స్ మెనోవరింగ్ అండ్ మ్యానిపులేషన్ and ears always entertained to listen to rumor and scandals, if the mind thinks of evil of others, well, there is no use of this education. It cannot continue any longer.
Sangha samskaram antayu ganga galase, sangha samskaram antayu ganga galase, manishi truptulu tanaveru మాన్యమయ్యే.
The entire culture of the society has gone into the drain and all the goodness is lost.
మానవత్వంలో ఉండేటువంటి మంచి అంతా కూడాను నిర్మూలమైపోతున్నారు.
All the goodness in mankind is totally destroyed.
నేటి విద్యార్థుల బ్రతుకు ఈ పాటిదాయే.
This is the sort of life of modern students.
ఈనాటి విద్యార్థుల బ్రతుకంతా కూడాను కేవలము మంచి ఉపయోగం అనేటువంటి ఒక పదములతో ఏమాత్రం కూడాను తాను అనుభవించటం లేదు.
మోడర్న్ స్టూడెంట్స్ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఇస్ రియల్లీ యూస్ఫుల్ టు దెమ్.
సమాజమునకు శక్తిహీనమైనటువంటి వారులకు సహాయపడవలసినటువంటి ఈ విద్యార్థులు ఈనాడు అనేక సమస్యల చేత సమాజమునకు అనేక తొందరలు కల్పిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
Students who are supposed to help the weak and the downtrodden in the society are put in utter confusion and are helpless.
ఇది విద్యార్థి యొక్క దోషం కాదు.
It's nothing wrong with the students.
విద్యా విధానం యొక్క దోషమే.
The mistake lies with the education system.
ఈ విద్యా విధానమును మార్చే నిమిత్తమై అనేక కమిటీలు వేస్తూ వచ్చింది ప్రభుత్వము.
Government appointed many committees from time to time to bring
కానీ ఈ కమిటీలు ఏం చేశాయో ఏదాన్ని నిర్ణయం చేశాయో ఎవరికి ఇంకా తెలియటం లేదు.
But no one knows what is happening, the decisions and the resolutions of these committees.
కమిటీల యొక్క ఉపయోగం ఏంటి? Comfort tea.
What happens? What's the use of committee? They come for tea.
ఇవన్నీ వారి యొక్క కంఫర్ట్ కోసమనే వేసుకుంటున్నారు.
దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అపాయింటెడ్ ఫర్ దేర్ ఓన్ కంఫర్ట్స్.
విద్యార్థుల యొక్క భవిష్యత్తును దృష్టి ఎందుకొని పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క భారత పౌరులుగా రాణించాలనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశము ఎవరు ఎందుకూడను కనిపించడం లేదు.
నో వన్ ఎంటర్టైన్స్ ఎనీ థాట్ కన్సర్నింగ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్, మోల్డింగ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్యూచర్ సిటిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కంట్రీ.
ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క పౌరులుగా మీరు రాణించాలి.
You should shine as ideal citizens.
Uttama aadarshulaga kavalsinatundi vidyarthulu ee naadu uttama aashalaku paledeertunnaru.
Instead of molding yourselves as noble ideal students, you entertain desires.
Aashalu kaadu manaku pradhanamainatundi aashayalu manaku avasaram.
It's not the desire, it's the ideal that's more important.
ఉత్తమ చింతనతో జీవించవలసినటువంటి విద్యార్థులు ఈనాడు సంకుచితమైన భావముతో సంచరిస్తూ ఉంటున్నారు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ హూ షుడ్ లివ్ విత్ ఆల్ నోబుల్ థాట్స్ దే ఎంటర్టైన్ నారో థాట్స్.
విద్యార్థులు ఎందుకూడను మానవత్వం అనేది ఏమిటో వారికి అర్థం లేకుండా తెలిసి లేకుండా పోతుండాలి.
స్టూడెంట్స్ డు నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ద హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ ఈజ్.
నేను మానవుడు మానవుడిని మాత్రం చెప్పుకుంటున్నాడు కానీ మానవ అంటే ఏమిటి దీని అర్థం అనేది కూడాను వాడికి తెలియటం లేదు.
హీ డిక్లేర్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ మానవ వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ ద మీనింగ్.
ది ప్రాపర్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ మెన్ కైండ్ ఇస్ మ్యాన్ అని, అనగా త్రిగుణముల యొక్క ఏకత్వమే, మనస్సు వాక్కు క్రియల యొక్క ఏకత్వమే మానవత్వం అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని ఈనాడు ప్రబోధించాలి.
ద హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూ లైస్ ఇన్ ద యూనిటీ ద హార్మనీ బిట్వీన్ థాట్ వర్డ్ అండ్ డీడ్.
కానీ ఈనాటి ఈ ఏకత్వం అనేటువంటి భావము భిన్నత్వంగా రూపొందింది.
దిస్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ హార్మనీ ఈజ్ లాస్ట్, వీ ఫైండ్ దిస్ హార్మనీ.
ఈ భిన్నత్వం చేతనే భిన్న భిన్నమైనటువంటి బాధలకు గురి అవుతున్నారు మానవుడు.
Because of diversity we are put to suffering.
కానీ ఈనాటి మానవుడు బయట సమాజంలో ప్రవేశించినప్పుడు విద్యార్థుల యొక్క ప్రభావము విరుద్ధమైన రీతిగా మారిపోతుండాలి.
When once students come out of the portals of the education institutions, enter the society, they totally change.
ఈ సంస్థల్లో ఉండినంత వరకు కూడాను తాను ఎంతో గుణవంతుడుగా కనిపిస్తుంటాడు.
So long they are in the institute, they look good.
బయట ప్రపంచంలో ప్రవేశించేటప్పటికీ అక్కడ ఈ యొక్క మంచి అంతకుడును పరిపూర్ణ అశుద్ధంగా మారిపోతుండాలి.
The moment they go out and leave the institution, they totally change.
విద్యార్థులారా, మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉండినప్పటికీ సత్సంగంలో మీరు ప్రవేశించండి.
స్టూడెంట్స్ యు బి ఎనీవేర్ జాయిన్ ద గుడ్ కంపెనీ.
సద్భావములను పెంచుకోండి.
డెవలప్ గుడ్ థాట్స్.
సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించండి.
యాక్ట్ గుడ్.
సదాచారంలో మీరు బ్రతకండి.
అండ్ ఫాలో గుడ్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్.
అప్పుడే నీ మానవత్వానికి సరి అయినటువంటి విలువ నీకు చేకూరుతుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ వాల్యూ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్.
ఎట్టి వారితో నీవు చేరుదువు, అట్టి రూపాన్ని నీ యొక్క మనసు పొందుతుంది.
యాజ్ ఇస్ ద కంపెనీ యూ జాయిన్, సో ఇస్ ద ఫార్మ్ యూ గెట్.
టెల్ మీ యువర్ కంపెనీ, ఐ షెల్ టెల్ యూ వాట్ యు ఆర్ అని.
Tell me your company, I shall tell you what you are.
నీవు ఎలాంటి వాడు, నీ కంపెనీని పురస్కరించుకునే చెప్పవచ్చు.
We can decide what you are basing on the company you are in.
కనుక మీరు బయట చేరిన తర్వాత మంచి కంపెనీలతో మీరు చేరి, మంచి మాటలు మాట్లాడి, మంచి కర్మలు ఆచరించి, మంచి జీవితాన్ని గడపండి.
Therefore, as you leave the institution, speak nicely and involve yourself in good activities.
విద్యార్థులందరూ చాలా మంచివారే.
Students also no doubt they are good.
కానీ సమాజం యొక్క దోషం చేత విద్యార్థుల యొక్క మనసు మాలిన్యమవుతుండాలి.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది డిఫెక్ట్స్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద సొసైటీ యువర్ మైండ్స్ చేంజ్.
భూమిపై ఉన్నటువంటి మట్టి గాలితో చేర్తే గగనం వరకు ఎగురుతుంది.
ద డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద శాండ్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ విల్ నేచురల్లీ విల్ రైజ్ అప్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అసోసియేషన్
ఈ యొక్క డస్ట్ కు రెక్కలు లేవు.
ద డస్ట్ హ్యాస్ నో వింగ్స్.
నీటితో చేరితే గుంత వరకు దిగిపోతుండాలి ఈ మట్టి.
వెన్ వన్స్ ద డస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ ఇట్ గోస్ డౌన్.
కిందికి దిగడానికి కాళ్ళు లేవు.
ఇట్ డజంట్ గో డౌన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ లెగ్స్.
పైకి ఎగరడానికి రెక్కలు లేవు.
నార్ కెన్ ఇట్ గో విత్ వింగ్స్.
కానీ ఈ సహవాస దోషం చేతనే పైకి క్రిందికి తిరుగుతుండాలి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ది కంపెనీ ద అసోసియేషన్ దట్ విల్ మేక్ ఇట్ అప్ టు రైజ్ అప్ ఆర్ గో డౌన్.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని విద్యార్థులు చక్కగా గుర్తించి
Students should know this truth well.
అతి జాగ్రత్తగా ఈ జీవితాన్ని కాపాడుకోవాలి.
They should be very careful and safeguard themselves. So students,
మీ యొక్క ఆఫీసు యొక్క పరిస్థితిని పురస్కరించుకొని కానీ లేక మీ ఫ్యాక్టరీస్ లో ఇండస్ట్రీస్ లో పురస్కరించుకొని కానీ అసత్యం ఆడవలసి వచ్చినప్పుడు కూడా మీరు ఏమాత్రం కూడా జంకు చేయక సత్యాన్ని మీరు పాటించాలి.
So students in your offices, factories, industries, wherever you may work, at times when you are forced to utter a lie, never say that.
Dharma
hold on to truth.
Nadchukovali.
Conduct yourself in a dharmic
way. Emiti dharmamu.
What is dharma?
Anaga nee conscience yokka satyame nijamaina dharmamu.
The dictates of the conscience is true dharma, righteousness.
Chakkaga vicharana cheyi.
Investigate well.
Nee conscience yes annappudu danni aacharanalo pettu.
When your conscience endorses it, follow it.
Ee praskarinchukoniye prachina vedamlanni kudunu satyam vada ధర్మం చర.
బేసింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ది ఏన్షియంట్ వేదా సేస్ స్పీక్ ట్రూత్ అండ్ ఫాలో ధర్మ రైట్‌నెస్.
ప్రాచీన కాలమునందు ఋషుల దగ్గరంతా విద్యను అభ్యసించి గురుకులంలో ప్రవేశించే ముందుగా ఋషులు విద్యార్థులను చేరదీసి వారికి బోధించినటువంటి యొక్క బోధకనే దీనికి స్నాతకేతం ఉన్నారు. అనగా ఇదే ఒక కాన్వకేషన్ గా భావిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దిస్ is followed in the ancient system by all saints and seers in gurukula centers in by way of convocation.
Motta motta vari bodhinchin satyam bruyat priyam bruyat nabruyat satyam apriyam. Neevu satyamunu palaku.
First you speak truth.
Asatyamunu palakavaddu.
Never utter a lie.
అప్పుడే నీ యొక్క జీవితము చక్కగా ప్రకాశిస్తుంది, వికసిస్తుంది.
దెన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ విల్ బ్లాసమ్ అండ్ షైన్.
ఎలాంటి పరిస్థితులు ఎందైనా కూడా మానవత్వాన్ని నీవు వదలకుండా చూసుకో.
అండర్ ఎనీ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూ.
ఇదే ప్రధానమైన బోధగా భావించారు.
దిస్ వాజ్ ద మెయిన్ టీచింగ్ ఇన్ దోస్ టైమ్స్.
గురువు అందించినటువంటి యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి వరప్రము ఈ వరప్రము ఇదే.
దిస్ ఈస్ ది మెయిన్ గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ టు ద డిసైపుల్.
దీనిని ఆనాడు కాన్వకేషన్ గా భావిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దిస్ వాజ్ ది టైప్ ఆఫ్ కాన్వకేషన్ స్నాతకోత్సవ ఇన్ దోస్ టైమ్స్.
ఆ కాలం నుంచి ఇప్పటి వరకు కూడా ఈ స్నాతకోత్సవం అనేటువంటిది ఈ యొక్క కాన్వకేషన్ అనేటువంటి రూపంలో నడుస్తూ వస్తుండాలి.
సిన్స్ దెన్ డౌన్ దిస్ డే ద కాన్వకేషన్ ఈజ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ బై ఆల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్.
కాన విద్యార్థులారా,
సో స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఇది మీకు గొప్ప అవకాశము.
ఇట్స్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఆపర్చునిటీ.
పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క దినంగా మీరు విశ్వసించాలి.
యు షుడ్ కన్సిడర్ దిస్ యాజ్ ఎ సీక్రెట్ డే.
సద్బోధనను మీ హృదయంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
సీ దట్ యు లిసన్ టు గుడ్
సన్మార్గం మీ యొక్క జీవితంలో ప్రవేశించాలి.
యు షుడ్ ట్రెడ్ అలాంగ్ ద రైట్ పాత్.
సత్కీర్తిని మీరు ఆర్జించాలి.
యు షుడ్ గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్.
నేను కోరేది అది ఒక్కటి.
దట్స్ వాట్ భగవాన్ వాంట్స్.
మంచి పేరు తెప్పించుకోండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్.
మీ తల్లిదండ్రులకు మంచి పేరు తెప్పించండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు యువర్ పేరెంట్స్.
మీరు చదివినటువంటి ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ కు మంచి పేరు తెప్పించండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు ది ఇన్స్టిట్యూట్ వేర్ యు స్టడీ.
సహజంగా నీకు మంచి పేరు ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
దెన్ యు విల్ గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్ రెప్యుటేషన్.
కానా
సో
మీరు చెడ్డ చేయటము గొప్పతనము కాదు.
నథింగ్ గ్రేట్ ఇఫ్ యు యాక్ట్ ఇన్ ఏ రాంగ్.
కీటకమైన కీడు చేస్తుంది. కీడు చేయటము మానవత్వం కాదు.
To do wrong action is not a human quality.
నీవు దేనికి నీ భయపడనక్కర్లేదు.
You don't need to be afraid of anything.
సత్యానికి మాత్రమే నీవు భయపడు.
You should fear.
నీవు భయపడడానికి నీవు పశువు కాదు.
You are not an animal to have this fear.
భయపడడానికి నీవు మృగం కాదు.
You are not an animal to have this trait of fear.
మనిషి.
You are a human.
కనుక నేను భయపడకూడదు, భయపెట్టకూడదు.
Therefore I should not be afraid of anything. I should not make others fear.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని మీరు గుర్తించి వర్తించినప్పుడే సమాజం కూడా బాగుపడుతున్నట్టు అవుతుంది.
When once you know this truth, you can rectify the correct the society.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
మీరు మాత్రం బాగుపడటమే కాకుండా మీ స్నేహితులు, మీ మిత్రులు అనేక మంది ఉంటుంటారు. వారిని కూడాను ఈ పవిత్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టి వారిని కూడాను ధన్యులు చేయడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తారని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
స్టూడెంట్స్, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ బి గుడ్, యూ షుడ్ ఎంకరేజ్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ టు ట్రెడ్ అలాంగ్ ది సీక్రెట్ పాత్ అండ్ రిడీమ్ దేర్ లైవ్స్. విత్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ భగవాన్ బ్రింగ్స్ హిస్ డిస్కోర్స్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్.
We will all now rise for the national anthem. All are requested to kindly resume their seats for the Mangala Arati.
జగదీశ హరే మాత పితా గురు ஜீவமோ மரியந்தையுனிவே சுவாமி மரியந்தையுனிவே நாத பிரம்ம ஜகநாதா நாத பிரம்ம ஜகநாதா நாகேந்திரசயனா சத்யநாராயண நாராயண ஜெய சத்குருதேவா சாந்தி சாந்திஹ ஸமஸ்த லோகாஹ சுகினோ பவந்து ஸமஸ்த லோகாஹ சுகினோ பவந்து ஸமஸ்த லோகாஹ சுகினோ பவந்து ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஜெய் போலோ பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்ய சாய் பாபாஜி கி ஜெய்.